This podcast is brought to you by Audible.com, the internet's leading provider of audiobooks, with more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/theshaft. The Shaft and Lethal Drive have teamed up to bring you the best Minecraft SMP experience in the world with lightning-fast custom control panels, expert support and sales team, all from an approved host of MinecraftForum.net. LethalDrive.com, the cutting-edge in game servers. Get yours today at LethalDrive.com/theshaft. And be sure to use the coupon code THESHAFT, all one word.
Can't sleep, gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled.
From the Dead Workers Party, a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in The Shaft.
The Shaft, episode 61, recorded on December 11th, 2011.
I'm Brent Copeland.
I am Wes Wilson.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. Welcome to another edition of the Shaft podcast.
No, welcome to you.
Welcome to me. And
welcome to you.
And we also have a guest here.
Thanks.
And welcome to you, guest.
Excellent guest. Chimney Swift in the house.
What's up, guys?
What's up? I'm doing like a... Yeah. Yeah. Peanut butter jelly time here for you.
And our chat room has let us know that we should be honored to have Chimney Swift on our show. And we are.
Indeed. Awesome.
Honored to be here.
Cool. So we had plenty of time to hang out with Chimney before the show today.
And, yeah, we were supposed to start an hour and a half ago, and he's been very patient with us.
Entertaining the 500 people here. So you made a video that you're going to be on the show, and they just came rolling in like a tidal wave. It's pretty awesome.
And yes. What's awesome is in the chat room, Easy just removed somebody's spam.
Nice. So
Easy's one of our mods. You can say that, right? Yeah. Now, the only thing that'd be funnier if it was like Notch's spam, right?
Oh.
He's going, scrolls, scrolls, play scrolls. And she's like, no, caps.
Nice.
So, Chimney, you have a very prolific YouTube history.
Yeah.
How many videos have you made? Do you know?
I can get an exact number for you, but I'm almost at 1,000.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Are you doing something special for the 1,000th?
I'm probably going to have to, yeah. I haven't decided what it is yet, though, but it's rapidly approaching.
Well, don't tell people you're going to sing a song.
No, I don't sing.
Or do a radio play, because if it doesn't happen, you will get hate mail.
Yeah.
That's true. We know that by experience.
Yep.
So.
Well, we blame Wes.
What?
Yeah. You were the one who said you'd sing a song.
I did. I will, and I would have sung a song, but like everybody was like, let's sing.
Yeah.
I was like, I got this thing. Let's do it. And everybody was like, I don't want to help you make your song, Wes.
Forever alone.
I know.
Well, do we want to sing a song today? Live, just off the cuff, and we'll incorporate all the sponsors and their messages in it.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's a good idea.
It's never a good idea. What do you think, chat room? Should we sing this sponsors list to you?
All right.
You want me to start?
Sure.
We'll just go around?
I don't know how this is going, but okay.
So did I, you didn't get the doc, or did you get the doc, Chimney?
Yeah, but we should
The show notes?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think we should.
So if you can come in on the fourth one,
we should make him sing. That's mean.
It is.
He's our guest, not our
monkey
derogative form of a diminutive person in the social structure.
Oh, okay, a lot of big words there.
I know.
What should we do? It?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do we need some backing music?
Some backing music? I don't know. Is it copyright free?
Yeah.
Is it pod safe?
Yeah. Or we just go.
Yeah.
All right.
You a Croby. You a Croby. Says, I would like to be a sponsor, but I got an arrow in my knee.
Patty Joe says, you guys keep me laughing through finals week. Keep it up.
Rodri says, I'm never happy enough to ride a pig.
They have us do this every week, Jimmy.
Oh, jeez. Feel bad for you guys.
Bindag Creepers.
Chromie says 2 weeks down, two more to go.
A Lumpy Muffin says, happy birthday to me. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to he. Legoland, when you're busy picking at your hole, you need the shaft. And I do have to mention Legoland actually sponsored with the $25 sponsorship this week. So
very nice.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Mr. Legoland.
And Rannikin says, can't sleep, gotta build. That's all there was to it.
Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Almost hit the button, but I said not to.
And last, Jeremy Autumn says,
I'm back.
So welcome back, Jeremy Autumn.
Yay.
And thank you all for sponsoring the show. We were actually talking earlier, we're going to be doing some contests because we're going to update our microphones. And so what we're planning to do is put our current microphone sets up on eBay.
Really?
And, you know, they're worth about $100, $120 just cost-wise. But we'll throw in some posters and some stickers. And the new setup we're looking at is going to be about $1,000, about $300 per set. So,
ouch. Yeah. And we've been using these things since about 2007.
Yeah.
Thousands and thousands of hours of podcasting. Songs have been sung, narrations, all kinds of stuff. These are our mics. We've used them forever, so we would love an upgrade, and maybe somebody's crazy enough to want these.
Yeah.
They still work fine.
Even crazier, we're going to mesh them together. Like, we've been using this same one, and it's basically three pieces. It's the arm and the mic and the pop filter. Well, the new mics actually come with a pop filter built in, so we're going to switch around so you'll get, like, Wes's mic, Eric's pop filter, and my arm.
Oh.
So they'll get a piece of each of us with their...
Gotcha.
Would that
be like a
so I don't know if that'll work, but maybe we'll at least get a little bit to go towards the new mic.
That'd be like a Franken mic.
Yeah.
A Franken mic. Frank, yeah. Frank.
Get some of our DNA on the pop screen.
Yikes.
So, well, yeah.
I don't know why it sounded
DNA.
Well, so Chimney Swifterooski.
Swift.
What's up?
So,
so what's the next thing you're going to be putting out? You got any ideas coming up down
like,
the road?
Like video wise or series wise?
Series.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have anything right now. My most recent thing that I sort of came up with was this thing called Santacraft, where I am playing Minecraft as Santa, and I have to go around. I have a list of all my friends, and they've given me they didn't tell me stuff, but I made it up like what they wanted. And I installed a mod and everything, and so I have to go around the world of Minecraft and collect different ingredients and things to craft presents and lollipops and all this fun stuff, and I basically have to save Christmas.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That is cool.
That's kind of ironic, too, because we just did a video where we ruined Christmas.
That's right.
Oh, nice. Yeah, maybe the ones that stole my presents.
It could be. Could be.
Nice. So so you're always working on videos. I see that you put out multiple videos a day. Mm. So are you doing this full time?
I am, yeah.
You are? Okay. That's awesome. That is really cool. So,
so I'm always doing stuff. Like I've said to people in vids before, like from the minute I wake up usually to the minute I go to bed, if I'm not doing anything, you know, during the day with family or friends or whatever, I'm usually working on videos or recording or all that stuff, all that crazy stuff. There's always more to be done. Just keeps piling on every day. So
yeah. So how do you find new stuff to do, like you know, adventure maps or series or mods and stuff? I mean, are you always looking around for stuff, or do you have a big idea list that you just kind of pull from?
Well, the Santacraft thing, that just kind of came to me. It just sort of, like, I get some ideas like that at times where they just sort of flow into my head, and I'm like, okay, let's do this. And then, you know, with Santacraft, I spent probably a good, you know, 6 or 7 hours just prepping that series and making sure that all the mods are working and everything. Mm-hmm. But typically what I'll do, if if I'm running out of content or I don't really know what to post, I'll just hop on the Minecraft forums and see if there's a new mod out there that I want to do, or a new custom app that I want to do with a friend or something like that. So I kind of take things day by day, I guess. Mm-hmm. Once I sort of exhaust all of my recordings for one series, I sort of panic and go, okay, what's the next thing to do? what's the next game to play? Because I do a lot more stuff than just Minecraft as well now. Like, so a lot of what I've been doing lately is, you know, obviously I've been playing Skyrim, so I do that, and Sonic Generations, I've been doing that. So other games too sort of fill those voids where I may not have enough Minecraft content to get me through the day, but I'll have other games and stuff that I can post as well. So
that's cool.
Sweet. And I know something that kind of came out of MineCon, I don't know how much you've talked about yet, is a group of Let's Players, The Outsiders. Have y'all talked about doing any videos together and getting something going soon?
Yeah, we've actually done a bunch of that stuff already. We've done, I think our two biggest things so far we've done have been Terraria. We did some Terraria stuff after the 1.1 update came out. I think I got about 9 episodes out of that. And then we're doing a group series right now called, everybody's calling it something different, but I call it the Holiday Village. And we're basically, it's crazy. It's like 9 of us in a server, and we're building a snowy holiday village with a Christmas tree in the middle and stuff. So it's kind of a fun group activity, I guess.
Cool. Awesome.
Very cool.
What do you, I usually don't ask this of guests, but I'm curious, but what software do you use to edit and capture with? I'm just curious.
I thought you were going
to
ask him what's in his pocket.
Oh.
No, he asks us that all the time.
I use Camtasia Studio 7. I use that mostly to record Minecraft, and I use that for all editing. And then I use Fraps also to record for different types of games and stuff like that. So I don't know. Camtasia's, it's iffy. I have problems with it, but it does the job when I need it to, I suppose.
Yeah. I guess that's what you would use if you're trying to capture something like a Flash game,
yeah,
I guess, or something.
It works really well for that.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, I think the next question is probably is more to do with what you're doing lately, so let's go ahead and jump into...
Our journey.
Oh, okay. So I think we should let Chimney go first. What you been up to this week?
Yeah.
In Minecraft or
in whatever
just,
you want to talk
just
about.
Just life?
Yeah,
life.
Yeah, we can throw some Minecraft in every once in a while.
Well, let's see. Minecraft. I mean, basically just recording a lot of stuff. Been doing so much Christmas stuff. It's kind of cool. It's kind of been fun. Like, there was this really good texture pack that I got, like, last week. I've been using for SantaCraft, and it's really snowy, and I've been playing Minecraft with it on there. It makes the grass look like snow.
Nice.
I don't know. It's really festive. I've been really getting into the holiday spirit this year. It's been really nice. So that's kind of what I've been up to, kind of taking in the cold weather and just hoping for snow, like, in real life. And
do you have a Christmas tree up yet?
Yeah, my family, we put it up last Friday, put all the ornaments up and everything, and we're good to go. We're ready.
Have you been shaking presents under the tree and stuff, trying to peek in there?
There aren't any under there yet. If there were, I wouldn't even be on my channel at all. I'd just be shaking the presents constantly.
All right. The presents in my house are in Amazon boxes stacked up in the garage.
All the little smiley
faces. Slowly coming through.
Yeah. See, mine are in that office in the other room.
Yeah.
That way the kids can't find them.
Hey, that's a good idea.
Good idea.
So, and they're... they actually asked for quite a bit of Minecraft stuff this year.
Nice.
Oh.
My son wants one thing.
Yeah.
My son wants one thing and one thing only.
Hmm.
A Polar Express train that goes around the Christmas tree.
World peace.
Nice.
No, he doesn't want anything like that. He wants a Polar Express train that goes around the Christmas tree.
Awesome. Sweet vermouth with a twist?
No, that's me.
Sorry, a little Groundhog Day reference there.
Yeah, good one. Punxsutawney Phil.
With a twist. I like a twist.
Well, I just kind of ran all over your week. What else? I'll stop this train from wrecking.
Yeah, good luck with that. So, like, what did you eat for breakfast this morning, Jim?
That's actually, you know what? That's a really interesting question because I'm the kind of guy where when I eat breakfast, I have to have breakfast food. And today I broke that rule.
Oh.
Like the one time in my whole life I actually broke that rule. And I had clam chowder when I woke up.
Clam chowder.
Yeah. That's
because we at my house, we do every year when we decorate the Christmas tree, we have my mom makes clam chowder. Ooh, and she had leftovers. And I just went out to the fridge and was like, oh, this looks kind of good. And heated some up. And then after that, I was like, okay, I still need breakfast. So I had a bowl of cereal. Nice.
Cereal and clam chowder. That sounds really good.
I've moved into corn chowder.
Corn.
Like I used to love clam chowder, but then it just stopped losing its taste.
Yeah,
like the canned crap. So I moved to corn chowder, man. I'm digging that stuff.
But is that a mix between cornflakes and clam chowder?
No. It's just basically clam chowder with corn in it.
Okay.
I think.
Huh.
It's some chowder with corn.
Hmm.
And I chowdered it down.
Probably corn in it coming back out too.
It's making
but anyway,
me hungry. I'm gonna go get stuff for Brunswick stew on my way home. I think.
Could just go get some Brunswick stew.
No, they don't make it like I make it.
Talk about the cheap stuff you get at the convenience stores, little $2 thing that's been sitting there for a year or two.
Of?
Like stew?
No, I make my own Brunswick stew.
Oh.
Scratch, baby.
I'm thinking about it. You know what I'm talking about? Like hogs. That stuff that's just sitting in a convenience store for
Denny Moore beef stew?
Denny Moore. Yeah. Denty Moore. Anyway, let's get back.
Wow.
Let's get off of food.
You know, one thing we're going to be wrapping a lot of our gifts in this year is Minecraft gift wrap. Did y'all see they have that for sale now?
Oh, that's cool. Who's selling that?
I think it's Jinx. We'll talk about Jinx later, won't we?
Okay.
Yeah. That's a fun there this week with them. But, they have diamond blocks and cobblestone blocks.
Oh.
So I thought, how awesome the kids come down and they see.
So if you want to, like get your kids all depressed on Christmas morning, you can, like,
I wrap
their all
puppy.
Their stuff on, like, cobblestone.
I know I can talk about this because we got all the puppy-kicking lovers in the chat room
they
today,
come downstairs and look under this awesome, colorful tree to find a bunch of cobblestone
presents.
There's
one single stack of cobblestone presents that goes all the way to the roof.
Nice.
No, and I guess the sad thing is, though, when they rip it open, they can no longer build anything from it, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yep. That's true.
Like, they'll rip it open and be like,
a new basketball hoop wrapped in cobblestone. Yay!
But I guess I'll continue into my week.
Yeah, what you been up to?
We, we did Club Ravine. We went there the other night, that was hopping, dude. The club, I can't even name all the people involved, but Bent Burner and crew put together this huge rave, basically, and it was crazy. It had, like, paparazzi outside and bouncers. I was one of the bouncers, my skin.
That's right.
So I had a staring contest with them for about 10 minutes when I was outside doing something.
You just like went and like did something else and left your character staring at somebody?
Yeah. And so I won. I won the staring contest. It was great. But
like
it was great.
Carpet.
They used a spout where they could actually play the music and you would hear it.
Yeah.
Stuff. So we were sitting there and Bitburner was throwing down some beats and a bunch of dancing.
That old school B-boy.
Yeah.
Bitburner.
He's got a cool DJ booth that's way up high and it's got his logo BB and it's pumping in and out with pistons are making it, you know, pump. And he's spinning live. Like, I mean, everybody can hear the music. And there's a bar area. There's all these different areas. There's a stripper area with like chicks and cages and stuff. And Brent was over there throwing diamonds to him and stuff.
I ended up breaking it open and getting in there and then closing it back up.
That's right. There you go. Get trapped in there with the girl.
But I believe they did it last night. I think I saw some tweets going trying to get C418.
I'm security now.
Oh, are you?
At the stripper area, yeah.
Nice.
So you better watch yourself.
Yeah, I was told I needed to check out the stripper poles that are over there. And I'm like, this is great. I'm now known for poop blocks and stripper poles. I see how this goes.
Yeah, working up a great rep there.
I know.
Awesome. Now, how much like security did you actually do? Or did you just watch the strippers the whole time?
Yeah, pretty much. I just kind of stand there and stare. You know, anybody, they can do whatever the crap they want to do.
Oh, my God. She took off her diamond boots. This is so hot.
I see your ankles. Yeah, but and also there's fireworks every now and then. He'll hit a button in the DJ booth, and then everybody can watch. And it's basically like TNT blocks being thrown up into the air and blowing up, bang, 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 bang. And it's really cool. And there's a glass dome on the top, so you can see out. Everything's all colorful and rainbowy. Oh, and also, did you notice the big Bitburner head outside the club?
No,
it's like bit art, you know, like pixel art of Bitburner's face, and it's like it's really cool. Anyway, the whole place is like over the top crazy.
So definitely follow Bitburner so you can see when he throws the next rave at Club Ravine.
Yeah, and the client that you want to use is called Spoutcraft, but check out Bitburner's channel, Minecraft, and you can see he's got a video on how that works. It works well. It's really cool. I approve.
And besides that, I've been playing on my new island. If you want to follow along in with your own map, the seed is Testes, T-E-S-T-E-S. But it's in, you start off on an island. There's actually two round islands right next to each other. It was kind of odd. I'm not sure if this was planned with the coding, but it was really cool because my first goal is to clear off the island of all the trees.
Oh my God.
Did I break Wes?
Yeah. So you're shaving your testes.
Yes. Yes. Like to, don't, why you gotta take it to somewhere like that? I just throw out a word and. But that's been a lot of fun because it's, you know, a lot of times you just log into Minecraft and it's just, you know, mountains. And I like being on just an island. It was just, it felt different. So I've been building there.
And, so when you play with your testes, it feels different than it usually does.
It does in Minecraft.
Well, that's right. For our Outsiders Christmas special, our world seed is Itchy Asshole. And it's a snow. It has a snow biome in it, so it's perfect.
Wow!
I'm gonna try that one.
Oh God!
Oh, good stuff.
So yeah, how was your week, Wes?
It was good. I didn't play all that much, but I did get on the Shaftlands because they've decorated up. I don't know if anybody knows this, but they decorated up, and now if you go to spawn, you're inside of a present. Oh, and you walk out, and they've put snow on everything, and there's a big, giant Christmas tree that is actually redstone-powered, so the lights blink up the hill. Like, if you walk up the sandstone road, it's on the left.
Right.
They decorated up spawn, and it looks great, and I went and visited a little bit and checked it out and thought that was really cool. Additionally, I got... we got messages from Lego Lad. They sent some pictures of their fantastic Christmas tree they made. Yeah, it's kind of neat watching everybody get into the whole spirit of things and building stuff for Christmas. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very cool.
And you, Eric Fullerton?
Lots of editing of our new adventures. So we started a new adventure map this week called Grinchmas. And we talked about last week, but this is made by Ars Malik, same guy who made Mars Mission, which was awesome.
Yeah.
And so this is very Christmassy and very, very cool. Episode 1 is out right now on our channel. I think it's probably going to be a short series, but we're also wrapping up Grandma's Birthday.
Yes.
Another winner.
I can't wait for the ending.
Yeah. Yeah, so that has one more episode. It ended up being 10 episodes long, or is it 11?
I think it's 11. I think you put out 10.
Oh, okay.
I think you already put out 10.
So I'm going to put up the next one, so by the time this airs, it'll probably be out. So check it out.
Word.
On our YouTube channel.
To your grandmother.
Word.
And
to your grandmother.
Also, of course, Club Ravine, Hoppin', coolest nightclub in Minecraft, as far as I'm concerned. Probably the only one I've ever been to in Minecraft, but it's definitely cool. And then also I got invited to Legoland's server, so we should go check out that. And also I think we should probably do maybe a video or something of the Shaftlands.
Yeah. You know,
of how it looks.
Yeah.
All Christmassy.
Yeah.
Some Christmas music behind it or something.
Yeah.
And then... burn it down. No, maybe not that. Okay. So yeah, lots of Minecrafting this week and stuff.
Because Minecrafting.
Oh, and also, you know, I think we talked about doing the turtle chase, space race turtle chase. And well, as it happens, Yogscast just started a series doing it too. And so I'm kind of stuck because I want to watch it, but I also want to play it. So yeah. I cheated and just watched the first episode. But, you know, knowing the Yogg's cast, not much really happened in the first episode. But, I mean, it's good stuff. So we'll probably crank one of those up.
Yeah, soon. Maybe we should go ahead and do it and get it in the can so we can watch their version and enjoy it and not feel like we're ruining our potential version.
And well, and speaking of ruining your potential, I know there's a lot of people who don't like to read, like Mr. Eric Fullerton and Mr. Chimney Swift. So we have an offer for you, actually. You can go to audiblepodcast.com/theshaft, and you actually get a free credit towards a book, completely, absolutely free. My recommendation this week is Star Wars, The Old Republic, Fatal Alliance, with The Old Republic coming out as a video game MMO, just in a few days, the pre-start. I figured I would try to get in some of the lore by listening to some of these. So I just downloaded it and I'm going to start listening to it this week. There's tons of other cool stuff you get by, becoming a member. There's like over, what was it? It's like 800 billion titles or something crazy.
Yeah. Gazillion. I think the right number is a gazillion. Mm-hmm.
Gazillion. And also with a membership, you get a bunch of free excerpts from books and interviews, short stories, complimentary subscriptions to the New York Times and to the Wall Street Journals as well. So give them a try. It's absolutely free at audiblepodcast.com/theshaft. And then if you like it, stick in. Each month you'll get another credit for another free book.
Sweet. Ding, ding, ding.
Sweet.
Are you dinging something?
I'm saying yes, do that.
From the Minecraft Daily, news and updates.
We got a ton of stuff today.
This is
in
like
news.
Newsland. All over the news, newsy news.
Astrogolly went off. He's off the block.
He's off the block.
Yeah, the new kid's off the block. Something like that.
That's pretty bad.
A little hanging tough.
Nah, I'd stop there.
Okay.
Probably.
So the first thing we got here is talking with Carl. He wanted me to mention that Mojang is hiring. I don't know if y'all have seen this.
Yeah, but you're going to get this job. You don't need to tell anybody else.
I don't program in Java, unfortunately.
You will by the time that they're hiring in January, isn't it? You got time to learn Java.
So if you go to notch.tumblr.com, you can see a post on December 9th that says, "We're hiring. You should work here. We're expanding," and there's I went to their job application. It's real short and sweet. So head to that page, click on it, and if there's something there that you can do for them, well, let them know, and maybe you will be moving into the Sweden. Warm lands of Sweden.
What about you, Tim? Would you want to work for Mojang?
I don't know. It'd be fun. I don't have any background in making games and stuff like that. But I don't really want to live in Sweden. So not that like I don't like it. I just prefer the United States.
You heard it here first. Chimney Swift hates Sweden.
Yep. He's twisting my words.
No. I heard him. I heard him. I would love to. I even talked to my wife about it. I was like, you know, what if there's something, I don't know. But I really don't think they need a team of podcasters.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
That's the thing. Like, I don't want to stop what we're doing. You know, I mean, it's, I don't know.
The official Minecraft podcast, huh?
There you go.
Yes.
I'll do that.
That's what I would like.
Maybe run their YouTube channel for them, something like that.
Yeah. If it's video related, yeah.
Minecraft TV.
We could do that.
Anyway, so we're not going to fill out a thing and we're not going to get a job. So, but everyone else should. And if you don't have time to do that, you should take time out next week for the Mindthon. Go to mindthon.com. Someone read a little bit about this while I change out.
So basically, this is a group and they're trying to raise $10,000 for Child's Play. And if you don't know what Child's Play is, it's a charity that donates video games, toys, and books to kids. And they're going to do a 72-hour Minecraft marathon from their apartment in exciting downtown Flagstaff, Arizona. It starts at 10 a.m. on December the 16th and ends at 10 a.m. on December the 19th. And the whole event will be streamed live via Ustream and recorded for later viewing. They're going to have tons of prizes. They're going to be raffling off foam pickaxes and custom t-shirts. And those are from the t-shirts are from Kraken Clothing. And all the donations will go directly to Child's Play. They are not taking a cent. They're just huge Minecraft fans, and they're hoping to help out.
And as part of it, we'll be streaming out our show next Saturday night instead of Sunday, and we will have Cap00 as our guest. So go check out his stuff and be ready for that show. We also might do some survival play as well and stream that out for him. But they also sent in a little audio clip that we're going to play for you now.
All right. Landians, my name's Ethan, and I'm the event coordinator for Mindthon. In case the guys haven't mentioned what we're all about yet, I'm going to give you a quick rundown. We're a 72-hour Minecraft survival marathon. That's right, 72 hours, and that's right, survival. We're going to be blown up by creepers for an entire weekend. We're trying to raise $10,000 for Child's Play Charity. If you haven't heard of Child's Play, they're a registered charity that donates video games, toys, books, and other fun things to kids in hospitals. At Mindthon, we're going to have a lot of prizes for both donors and viewers. We're raffling off t-shirts, Xbox Live Minecon capes, and foam pickaxes. There will also be shoutouts, times when you can suggest what we'll build, and silly dancing. Also, if you donate enough, you'll be guaranteed a spot on our server for 2 hours. That's pretty much about it. I've already spoken to Brent, and he's agreed to come and play for an hour or so. To the rest of the hosts, it'd be great if you could join us as well. Mindthon will start at 10 a.m. Pacific time on Friday, and end at 10 a.m. on Monday. If you could stop by and help support Child's Play, we'd really appreciate it. I'd like to thank the Shaft hosts again, and we're looking forward to seeing you all at Mindthon. Thanks!
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, cool. Yeah, I'm in. I'm down. You know, I mean, we could just come down here to the studio, and you know, and all play together. Yep. See, we do a kind of old school LAN style. We record our Minecraft adventure maps all in the same room. We all have our three different computers, and we have microphones on stands in front of everybody, going in the mixer.
Pants are all on the center table. Yeah. Less lag that way.
Yeah. And so for us, it's more of an event, you know. I mean, we can see each other and stuff like that. So I think this would be a fun thing that
You guys can see each other. My back is to you guys.
Well, we can turn you around or something. Yeah. So you can get in the excitement.
Turn around to hear the things on the ground.
Well, that's cool. All right. Minothon. Yeah.
So what else we got this week? We got that Legos, Minecraft Legos. Who's ready for that?
Oh, that's, yeah. Cool. Legos?
Yeah.
It's happening. If you go to Lego. That's a weird name. Cuso? C-U-U-S-O-O?
C-U-O-S-O-O?
C-U-U-S-O-O.
I see C-U-O-S-O-O.
Well, it's wrong. It's lego.cuuso.com. They've actually achieved the support. They needed 10,000. Last time I looked, it was right around 7 or 8,000. Then I tweeted about it, and so they finally got the support.
I'm glad you were able to pull that out for
right,
them there, buddy.
But, you know, they got a lot here. Mojang actually set this. There's a group that set this idea up. Like, this site is basically where you can go suggest your own ideas for Legos. And if they get enough support, then they will make it, or think about making it, at least look into it. And I guess Mojang thought it was such a great idea, they worked with the guys who had already set up the thing to set up their own, and basically let Legos know that, hey, they're serious, they want to do this. So it is now achieved. I'm sure we'll get more information in the coming weeks about how awesome that is and when or where.
And evidently Mojang is cutting their share to charity.
Nice.
Like, so if you buy the Legos, their portion of it, 1%, their 1% is going to go to charity. So that's pretty cool.
That's cool. Were you a Lego fan, Chim, when you were little?
I was, kind of. My brother was more than I was. But, yeah, we definitely played a lot of Legos. And even my youngest brother, he still plays Legos from time to time, too. So there's definite market out there for that. I can see that for sure.
You got two brothers?
I do, yeah.
Cool.
Do they do videos?
No. Well, my youngest brother just put up his very first video like 2 days ago. It was he recorded it from his PS3, and it was Uncharted 3. So
okay.
I guess you could say he has started now. But
Is he already on like machinima.com?
No.
He set up. You're like, training them young. Let's get you some of them, those dollar bills.
Benjamins. That's cool.
So I thought this was kind of cool.
Hey, I like that. Chinjamins.
Chimjamins.
It's all about the Chimjamins.
It's all about the Chimjamins.
Hard to say.
That's what makes it a good one, though, right?
Oh, that makes
sense. Is that Minecraft money?
Yeah.
That's chimney money. That's chimney, chimney cash.
Yeah. So evidently Jeb is looking to bring writable books and notes into Minecraft. Oh, darn. We've finally seeing another thing that we mentioned on our show brought into the game.
So back in April, Notch wrote on his blog that changes to Minecraft would enable the addition of writable books and notes, but nothing happened. Now, via email with Stephen Totolo of Kotaku, Jeb said that he's looking into it. So, yay.
Yay!
Cool.
So I think that will open up a whole world of things you can do in the game, especially with like adventure maps and stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that will do cool stuff.
Nice. Yeah.
That's something I wish they had it already, actually.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Definitely.
So I was sick of playing custom maps and reading, like, be like, read note one, and then I have to tab out and then go to, like, another document, read it, and then it would just be nice if I could just have it right in the game there.
Yeah, and even with the retexturing that people are doing on the notes, it's still, you've got to read, like, three notes. And but it gives you the idea that it could be so much better with a lot more text if you wanted it there.
Yeah.
Right.
And you think this is also possibly part of the Minecraft EDU stuff?
Could be.
I know they had talked about needing that for, you know, in-game stuff.
Yeah.
I could see that coming out of there. That's pretty cool.
Nice tie-in with our last episode.
You're welcome.
I like how you did that.
So hit that button right there. It's hit the one up there that says subscribe.
Yeah.
And then click on the back button and go watch the last episode. Okay. Yeah. We also got something here about Carl announces the plan for Minecraft Pocket Edition. Someone want to talk about the plan? What's the plan, Wes?
The plan is...
What's the plan, Eric?
What is the plan?
Okay, so the plan is that... Wow, that is so
Well, I mean, I looked over it, but I didn't know where to kind of start.
They're going to add some new key features to it, like being able to pick up items, crafting, inventory system, mobs, both good and bad.
Yeah.
And he also wanted to warn that not all the features from the PC version would make it into the mobile edition.
Well, I don't think there's any way they could do that. I mean, that would be just too much.
Yeah. So they can't do that with the touch platform.
I mean, my phone could fly the shuttle to you know, space, but it couldn't run Minecraft. So
good.
But yeah, I mean, I think that's good. I'm actually kind of surprised they're adding bad mobs. I could see being able to pick up items, crafting an inventory system, but like I never would have thought they would put combat in there.
Oh yeah. So. And by the way, did you guys buy the Pocket Edition for 10 cents last week?
I did.
You did? Did you?
I bought it during Minecon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. A while back, yeah.
Yeah.
Or no, this is the Android version was 10 cents.
Well, I already have it.
Oh, you already bought it. Okay. See, I had bought it a while ago, and I was having trouble, so I got my refund on it. I had to take it back. And this time I got it 10 cents. It works fine. I don't know.
So the 10-cent version worked better than the expensive one?
Yes.
That makes no sense.
Yeah. And, you know, its original price is, what, $6.99 or something like that, so that's not too bad anyway.
Chimney, have you poked around with any of the Pocket Edition versions of the game?
Yeah, I have it on my iPod. I forked over the $6.99, unfortunately.
Unfortunately?
I hope it gets better. That's all I have to say.
Yeah.
Because, and here's the thing, is like for an iPod game, that's really, like, $7 is a really expensive iPod game.
Yeah,
yeah,
like,
it is.
In relation to that, the market there, like, you know, when you look at a game like Angry Birds or something, that's, what, 99 cents?
Yeah.
And it just seemed like $7 was a lot, and you don't even get all the features from the real game. But if they add them all, I think it would definitely be worth it. So I'm holding out. I'm waiting. It was fun. I played it on the plane going to Minecon. I built a few houses and stuff. I really liked it.
Yeah.
The controls were smooth. So yeah, I'm hoping that they add a lot more stuff because, like, I'd love to play survival on my iPod. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah, and I like being able to the fact that you can hook up a little server, you know, between a few people is kind of cool.
Yeah,
and they're all there. Maybe we'll do a let's play on that.
Oh yeah, yeah,
on the mobile. Yeah,
do a custom app on mobile.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
grandma's birthday.
Yeah, mobile edition. Okay, so Mojang also takes home another shiny, this time from the Spike TV Video Game Awards.
Yay.
And they beat out some pretty serious games here. The other
Bastion.
Bastion and Super Brothers and The Binding of Isaac have been critical darlings, and Minecraft crushed them, I guess. So take that, Bastion.
Yeah, and Mindchick was on hand to collect the award. Now they didn't win the best PC game. They did get beat out by Portal 2.
Really? That piece of junk? So.
But you know, that's kind of like if you're in that company, that's good stuff though, right?
Yeah, if you want an award and you're a publisher or a developer, just stop making games until the year 2013.
Why? And then,
because Minecraft is going to continue getting awards.
Mm.
You know?
You've got a good
all
point.
Of them.
Yes. Win all awards.
Speaking of one thing getting everything.
Sure.
What?
One account. One account to rule them all.
Oh, this is nice.
Coming soon. So you won't have a separate Scrolls account and Cobalt account and Minecraft account. Mojang's going to merge these all together, and they'll go off
nice.
Your one account. So that'll be awesome.
Yeah, now that's probably inspired by Battle.net or something similar. And I think that's a great idea if they continue to just make more games. It's probably best to start something like that early. Rather than late, like Blizzard did.
Do you think we're seeing kind of the beginning of the indie machine? Like, this is going to be the indie Steam, basically. All the indie companies will come to Mojang to get their games on their plat, you know, kind of published by them. Minecon will become more of a bigger... I mean, it was already a big indie game con. I mean, there are a lot of indie games there. But just seeing that blow up even more indie stuff.
I'm not sure they're gonna. I'm not sure that they're gonna be a replacement for Steam or even a like.
Not a replacement, but for like the indie companies, an alternate place for them to put their stuff out.
Well, I do think it's a good idea to, you know, whenever you're doing any kind of like account validation sort of stuff, like, you know, to tie your hands with someone else, so that, you know, if you've got somebody who steals one game, you know. Basically, all these indie products get kind of screwed. I think it's, you know, it's like a VAC system for indie games. So, sure, you know?
Yeah. I like it.
I'm glad you like it. Do you like that Minecraft tops the Times Magazine top 10 video games of 2011?
Nice. See? They're on a rampage.
Well, I ask you a question. Do you like that?
I do. That's crazy.
Are you going to go out and buy Time now?
Times Magazine?
Just to get the...
They sell...
Yeah,
oh, Time. Do they still have magazines?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yes.
It's not just a website anymore?
No. You should go to a store.
Or just, I don't know.
Yeah, but I am impressed that it comes from a magazine that doesn't have Kim Kardashian on the cover. Because those are the only magazines I see anymore, are the ones in the checkout lines.
Yeah. Weird. People still sell magazines.
Okay, we're running short on time, but we're going to get through these other ones because I think these are some important stuff. We got Bebop Vox switched to two editions of Minecraft Mondays now. So you'll get the edition that has the Minecraft news and the edition that has kind of the community news. I think he topped one of the last episodes at like 18 minutes or 17 minutes. So I think you saw that was getting a little too long for the, you know, the YouTube generation who likes their 5 minutes of fun.
Yeah.
I think this is a great idea.
They want to see that cat get kicked or whatever quickly.
Quick dog.
In and out.
We're kicking dogs.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Being puppies, yeah.
So go subscribe to Bebox channel so you'll see when both of them come out. And then, you know, go to Dead Workers and subscribe there while you're at it.
And then additionally, this last thing.
And Jimmy Swift, of course.
this last thing, and I'm not sure if this was legitimate or not, but Bebop Vox stated that Minecon 2012 would be held in Europe. I'm not sure if he was joking around about that or if he was.
No, I heard. heard. I heard that too.
I mean, I heard they were going to look into it, but yeah. I don't think it's so. Anyway, Astragali hasn't been able to get any corroboration on this, so we're not sure if this is 100% or not. So,
yes, our erstwhile scribe.
Yes.
So, any news on our channel, Eric? What can people expect on our channel coming out soon?
On our channel?
Yeah. I don't know. Is there some news there while I'm looking for something?
Are you looking? Okay. Buy you some time. I guess more Grinchmas and the end of... I guess this is all stuff that I already said. Maybe we'll do a
video... Do we have any contests coming up?
...where we're not wearing any pants.
What about our server?
We're just...
is there new ways for people
like
to get
banjos.
On our server?
We have banjos covering up our privates. What? Yeah, what'd you say? You're not... I don't know what I'm saying. I'm just filling time. So we'll have more stuff coming up.
One thing coming up soon, and really now, as a new way to get on our server. We've had a lot of people who complained that either they didn't have iTunes where they were, or they couldn't install it, they didn't want to, we weren't worth it for them to do that.
Yeah.
So another way to get on our server, of course, you can go to theshaftpodcast.com and look on the side that says how to, there's a link to go here. For our server. Well, a new way to get on it is to subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we're going to put a video up that says something, right, about it? Are we doing that, or are we just saying subscribe?
Subscribe.
Yeah, subscribe to the channel, and you'll be able to get on the server.
This is real-life brainstorming right here on
and
the chat.
And if you burn anything down, you'll get kicked off by Toasted Jelly.
Yep, yeah. Yep. But in the meantime, you can always go to our server, and to our community forums and check it out. Figure out a way to get on.
Scrolling down.
I think we're ready for. I think we're ready for a chicken.
Well, that's what I'm preparing for.
Yeah.
Chicken time.
Ow.
No, really. You should push the button.
It's not going.
Peacock.
Did you turn it up?
Peacock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Peacock.
Excavation station.
And there we are, excavation station.
That scared
time.
The hell out of me. Yeah. I was like, ah! Headphones, loud noise.
I heard.
It's impossible for us to switch segments without a proper bumper, so you can see our dismay. So the first one we have here is from Sputnik 4616. He says he wants enderpearl pickaxes. So with an enderpearl pickaxe, you will be able to mine through bedrock, though it would be slightly longer than obsidian mining with a diamond pickaxe, and nothing would be dropped. Also, when you mine through bedrock with an enderpearl pickaxe, you can jump into the void, and you will be teleported to the end. Wow, that's pretty
crazy.
Does that
make it kind of easy?
Sounds cool.
It would make it a little easy, but maybe the thing is getting a... You know, crafting an enderpearl pickaxe is no easy task.
I think it's just people want there to be a pickaxe made of any item that's in the game.
Yes.
I know.
That's true.
You could have the handle to the pickaxe be crafted from the bones of the ender dragon. So you'd have to go to the end, like, the right way first. And then if you get the bones from the dragon, then you could craft the enderpearl pickaxe and go visit it anytime you want.
Okay, like
that is a good idea.
I can deal with that.
I'll buy that.
Yeah.
A way to get back.
There
but
it is.
Do you want to?
That's solved. Yeah, Jeb, do it.
Okay, so George Stores here has an idea for flaming arrows that actually work. Instead of shooting through lava, make it so that you put arrows in the crafting table with a flint and steel to create flaming arrows. Each arrow you make flaming depletes the flint and steel's durability.
I think he means put the bow in the crafting table with a flint and steel, not put the arrows in.
This is what he put.
Well, no, but that doesn't make any sense because each arrow you make flaming.
Wait. You're saying that making sense is a requirement to excavation station ideas?
I know.
But I see what you mean. Why would you have depleted durability on an arrow? That didn't make any sense. Yeah. You just shoot it and it's gone, right?
No, on your steel.
Steel?
Your flint and steel.
Yeah, but...
Oh, on the flint
and
steel.
Your lighter. As mod, you know it as a lighter.
Well, that makes sense because you're using it, right?
Yeah.
You're like it's a lighter, like you're using up the butane.
I just think the issue is having a quarrel full of flaming arrows. Like, only if you lose health while you keep them in your
Well, that's why having a flint and steel on the bow would be smarter. You know, you fire it and you go, and you light it. It's got like a little lighter on the end of the bow. Get it?
Oh, yeah. What is a quarrel? A quarrel?
Not a quarrel.
A quarrel is what you store
that's
arrows
like in. A crossbow.
A quarrel?
Wait, oh, a quiver.
Quiver.
Yeah.
Oh,
thank you.
Yeah.
I knew it was a Q word.
I wasn't making fun. I was just like, maybe.
No.
Maybe it was something cool I didn't know about.
No, quarrels are like a crossbow.
Yeah.
Bolt.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Quiver?
Yeah, we should know that. We play D&D.
God.
That's right.
It's been a while.
You want to do this next one, Chim?
Sure.
If you're following along. Sweet.
Let's see. This is the... Yeah, okay. Map markers. I think it should be possible to set up different markers on your map for important locations when you select a marker after it's placed. The compass changes to point to that particular marker.
And who is that from?
Unknown submitter.
Unknown submitter.
Dun, dun, dun. When you guys gotta just say their name. You don't have to be like that.
This seems like a no-brainer to me. That seems like something, logical and cool.
Yeah, and there is a mod right now. I just saw, I think Game Chat guys did a video about this mod or something like that. Map markers, totally. I like it.
Map markers.
It's a win.
The next submission we have is from Apple Spider. He wants storms. He is suggesting an in-game update instead of just a mod. Storms, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquake, they would vary in severity and change the landscape. And I think we've talked about this several times, and we can't imagine anything more horrible than giant swaths of earth and building changing stuff coming through your area that you've just built.
Yeah. I mean, don't you remember the tornado mod that was going around?
Yeah.
Like,
it's really cool looking.
It was like a 40-foot tall Enderman.
Yeah.
Yeah. It takes everything,
on
swirls
speed.
It around, and then just hurls it in all different directions. Yeah. So it just makes a complete mess out of the landscape.
Yeah.
Why would you want that?
Well, maybe you make your map, and then you have like the Sim City mode where you're like, okay, I'm done with this map. You know, let loose with Godzilla and the tornadoes and the fires.
Godzilla.
Yeah, Godzilla.
Well, they have the giant. You can be a giant, you know. So, yeah.
Mantra.
But was that your giant?
No, Mantis? It was kind of like a mix of Godzilla and a giant, you know. If he was in a bad mood. I don't know.
Give us a better one. Yeah, that's good. Okay. There you go. Good, good shot.
So the last one here is an Oasis generation. With the biomes now able to make much larger than before, spawning in a desert can make it difficult to survive due to lack of wood. If we had oases, we could walk up to a pool of water every so often and find some trees.
Oases.
Okay.
Cool? I thought he was talking about the band, like... Yeah. You get a little Wonderwall action going on.
And found the Wonderwall music disc.
And you get low enough, you can get a champagne supernova. I don't know.
Oh, I like
sightings.
It's so beautiful.
It is. It's so beautiful.
Oh, my God. It's so intense.
Oh, my God. It is so intense.
All right.
We didn't even ask Chimney if he had any ideas.
I know. That's true. Just had to go to the next bumper.
That's true.
I don't have my backup here.
Beep, beep, beep.
Well, I gave one at Minecon that I thought was kind of cool. I'll tell you guys on here, too. It was during the panel, the Machinima panel that I was on. But my girlfriend thought that it'd be cool to have like worms in Minecraft. Like if you were digging dirt, you could collect worms. And
like fish with them?
Yeah, then I thought that'd be cool if you could fish with them. You know?
Yeah.
Like stick them on your fishing pole and you fish with them.
Maybe you get bigger fish if you use the worms. As opposed to using nothing.
And maybe you can get infected by like tapeworms or something.
What? Yeah. Huh? Yeah. Oh,
no.
That's where you're going. Get some express glands.
Yeah, heartworms. Yeah.
We're going the wrong way.
Why not?
Well, let's go this way then.
Why can't we have malaria in Minecraft?
Beautiful.
It is so beautiful.
It's the double sightings rainbow bumper.
It's so intense.
Hitting you with a double sighting.
Okay. All the way.
All the way. All right, so this first one, you want to do this? You added this one.
I can't. My computer locked up. I have no idea what the first one is.
Okay, the link is inside the geeky revolutionary world of Minecraft. This is on salon.com.
Yeah, they did an article. It was good. It's all about how Minecraft has gotten so many people's attention and how it seems to be a different force kind of in the whole video gaming environment and how it's nonviolent and all that kind of stuff. And they're even so nice as to bring up Asperger's people with regard to
really
Minecraft. Yeah, and when I say nice, I'm being sarcastic. That's like one of the latest memes that's been going around the internet is that Minecraft is for people on the rainbow spectrum.
Oh, gotcha.
And yeah, so I was like, oh, that's great. Thanks.
Oh,
Time
wow.
Magazine.
See, I pulled it up and it was at salon.com and I thought it was like they were giving people these haircuts like Steve. It was just like the new flat top.
the high rise with the penthouse at the top.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, but it is an interesting article and it's got some good stuff. So I definitely recommend checking that out.
Excellent.
Okay, we got a picture of a kneeling Knight Templar statue that was posted by Bertillo555 on a Reddit, and it won him a building contest.
This thing is cool. A giant knight kneeling, looking majestic, full of valor.
Yes. Yes. He's cool. Valor.
Yeah. We've got a mod here, Smart Moving. Did anybody put this in here?
Oh, this is a really this is a cool mod.
Yeah,
And we'll post a link to the mod as well as Captain Sparkles did a video on it. And basically, it provides some different kind of movement. For instance, for things that are two blocks high, you can jump up and grab the edge and slowly pull yourself up. You can slide under a one block hole.
Oh yeah, jump and slide kind of thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
There's a dive. There's a dive function.
Oh, and the free fall. He's like, whoa. Yeah.
There's swimming animation, flying animation.
Yeah, and this is all stuff that we wanted in the game and like during alpha, but figured, well, okay, we'll let you put all this other stuff in there that you need to put in, like mobs and being able to die, stuff like that. But it's still not in there, and it's already 1.0, and it's like, when are we ever gonna get that?
When are we going to get Slash Dance? It's not fair.
I want to dance and I want to sit.
Be in the first expansion pack.
$14.99.
Oh, I want to Slash Dance with somebody.
Nice. I also want to be able to sit down in a chair, you know? A little sit animation would be nice, too.
Would you like to ride a Segway?
I would.
Well, let's ride this Segway right into the next bit. It's a video called Creeper's Revenge Number 1, Segway Creeper. And I just watched it, and this thing's pretty dang... Well, A, it looks great, but it's
a rendered. It's a rendered video of... because, you know, Creeper's got sick of being tortured by people. They get knocked into fire and all kinds of stuff and tormented. So evidently the Creepers are gathering together, and they're training on their Segways and coming to hurt us.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Okay, I'll quit watching it and I'll talk. There's a link here. It's trying to make Endermen build snow golems.
Oh, this was awesome.
That's a funny idea.
What they did was they built an arena and they put a bunch of snow and pumpkins in it and then had a bunch of Endermen show up to see if they would build snowmen out of the snowballs and and it worked.
It's cool. Has anybody made
it? They built some?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. It's basically like a slideshow. You're looking at pictures. But has anybody made a video of this yet?
I don't think so.
Let's
do it.
I
think this is just some
snapshots.
Let's
do it right now. We'll be back in like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That's
it. For the sightings?
Yeah.
Cool. All right, then. I guess...
Who is it?
Housekeeping.
What? Trying to sleep.
Housekeeping.
Or are we trying to do a podcast in here? I'm not sure where we're going with this segment ever.
What's up?
Housekeeping.
Like, I'm trying to imagine in my head, like, what's she knocking on the door for? Are we at a hotel? Are we at a podcast?
She's housekeeping.
Oh. We're podcasting in here. See, does that work?
Yeah.
Mean for podcast?
Oh, yeah. Come on in.
Yeah. So in this segment... this is just basically housekeeping. Let's do a reverse housekeeping. How about this? You have anything you wanna tell the Swifters about that's going down? Any big changes? Any big surprises?
Oh man, big surprises?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I don't really have anything right now that's like big surprise. I got nothing right now. No big surprises yet, but they usually know when I'm like cooking stuff up because I usually hint at it, but I don't actually say what it is. But right now, I don't really have anything. So
it'll be a super surprise when you do, because it'll be like, wait a minute,
maybe I'm
cooking
right now. You never know. Who knows?
Nice.
Do we have any housekeeping? We got the Secret Santa that's going on. Just go to our forums and you will see it stickied there. That's deadworkers.com/community.
Yeah. Shaftlands is doing Christmassy stuff. If you want to go and help, they're getting together to do projects and things like that right now. Go check that out. We have a bunch of great shows on the network. Go to deadworkers.com/network and see what we got going on.
And subscribe. What? I'm saying like weird words in there. Start changing. Anyway, go to YouTube, Deadworkers, youtube.deadworkers.com, and subscribe. Doing a lot of videos, got a lot more coming out. We got some Christmas stuff coming out soon.
Got a lot of people writing in for some of the Tribes beta codes I had last week. If you want to, I might have a couple of left. Email coreelements@deadworkers.com.
Sweet.
I guess that's about it this week, huh?
For the housekeeping? Yeah. More shout out.
Wow. Yeah, that was a good
shout. Shout outs.
Shout out.
What's going on? I'm afraid.
Let's shout out. All right, I wanted to shout out to Lego Lad because he's awesome and he invited me to a server. It was very official, too. Yeah. It was like an email with all these rules and stuff.
Cool. Yeah.
And I'm definitely going to check it out. I want to shout out to Olympi Muffin, who right before the show just bought me Skyrim, I guess for Christmas. Nice. Thank you very much. It's awesome. I can now get an arrow in my knee. It's going to be great.
Yep, you can.
You're going to make me pull it out, aren't you?
Yikes.
Just don't make me pull it out live on air.
Oh, okay. That's also, shout out to all the Swifters.
Swifters!
In the chat room today. There's a lot
of joining, guys.
And it's been great, and all of our mods here, modding up, kicking people, banning people. No, they're not mean. They're just overseeing everything, making sure everything is cool. And awesome.
So that show is over.
That show is over, and it was great having you on the show, Chim. It was cool seeing you in real life.
Oh, dude, it was awesome.
And
I'm glad we got to meet up at Minecon because that was really cool.
Yeah, me too.
Where are you located again?
I'm in Ohio.
Okay. We're looking to get maybe some of the YouTube people down near the end of July to a convention that I run called PlayOnCon. Right. So ponder maybe coming down for the last weekend of July to Alabama and spending a weekend hanging out with a bunch of YouTube people.
That'd be sweet. Yeah, just let me know. You got my Skype, so let me know. And you got my email too. So just keep in touch.
Yeah, and we will definitely be getting the word out about it because it's also going to be kind of where we're going to do the Dead Workers Party next year. So it'll be off the hook, off the block.
Yes,
off the block.
New kids.
Off the block. Yeah, and check
more
out
new kids.
And hey, Chim, you definitely have to check out Club Ravine too. You got to hang out with us. It's kicking.
I just sort of started hearing about that. Like I think Bit sent me something last night, but I was already sleeping. Sorry about that, Bit. But I'm gonna check that out for sure. It sounds really cool.
Cool. Yeah, he's playing some chiptune dubstep. It's really weird and cool.
Yeah, I'll come and hang out as soon as they have Slash pole dance.
Hey, there you go. But I guess that is it. For episode 61. Guess what's happening next week?
Episode 62!
Wow.
Congratulations, you made it through The Shaft alive. See show notes and leave comments for this episode at theshaft.deadworkers.com. Send questions, comments, and audio to theshaft@deadworkers.com or leave us a voicemail at 256-812-1010.
Dead Workers Party Network.
Ding dong, Shaft calling.